A record-breaking 100,000 young New Yorkers are working on the city's dime this summer. Mayor Adams expanded summer youth employment as part of his blueprint to end gun violence, and other officials have touted the program over the years as a tool to prevent shootings and killings. But does it work? WNYC's Samantha Max reports.
On February 15th, just weeks after a baby girl was shot in the Bronx and two police officers were killed in Harlem, city leaders gathered for an announcement about summer youth employment.
We expanded the program this year to 100,000 jobs will be available to youth ages 14 to 24.
The mayor, the public advocate, and the council speaker all said the boost in funding would help to make communities safer by giving young people opportunities to thrive.
Our summer youth employment is crucial.
It's so important that we're all together dealing with
this
gun violence.
These types of investments are essential to address and prevent the increased violence that our city and many other cities across the nation are facing.
For years, New York City has set aside taxpayer dollars to pay young people to work. Politicians have promised the investment would help them at school, prepare them for the workforce, and keep them out of trouble. This summer, 14 to 24-year-olds are working at sports camps and food pantries, tech companies, and government offices. The youngest earn a stipend for a few hours of work, while the older ones are making minimum wage. Some are in person, some are online, and several hundred youth are working with groups that specifically address violence.
Yeah, I want to be a homicide detective.
Darlenis Garcia is one of more than 800 young people working for the New York Police Department this summer. Not all are working to combat crime. Some are repairing patrol cars or managing social media accounts. But others, like Garcia, are hoping to make a direct impact on violence. Garcia is working in the Chief of Patrol's office this summer before starting at the academy in the fall. The 20-year-old has long wanted to investigate murders. Now, she has mentors within the department she can ask for advice.
What I mainly have asked is, like, how do I get there? Like, what's the best way, to succeed into getting there and, you know, being the best that I can be in that position? And they have answered and told me, you know, you need to make a certain amount of time on the job and do certain things and stuff like that. So it has helped me.
And the data in favor of these types of programs is strong. Multiple studies of summer youth employment have found participants are less likely to be arrested or convicted of crimes, at least in the short term.
The thing that is most striking to me is how robust the findings are of the same pattern.
That's University of Pennsylvania researcher Judd Kessler.
So in Chicago, Philadelphia, Boston, New York, we see the reductions in criminal justice contacts that result from the program, and that those are consistent findings across all cities that run the programs somewhat differently.
Kessler's team has spent years studying New York City's program. It found teens who participated between 2005 and 2008 were less likely to be arrested or convicted of crimes committed during the summer. Years later, they were less likely to have spent time in state prison. The researchers also reviewed death records to see how many applicants who weren't accepted had died by 2014. Then, they calculated the mortality rates for those who had participated versus those who hadn't. Kessler says they estimated the program had saved approximately 7 lives for every 10,000 participants, or about 20 lives per year.
The program is saving lives. And once you have, on the benefit side, the lives saved, the program becomes so obviously net benefit in those terms and in moral terms and in the kinds of policies that we care about that we want to have benefits like this.
But many kids who want to participate can't. In 2021, nearly 154,000 people applied for 75,000 jobs. That means more than half weren't selected.
We're always in conversations with, you know, the mayor and our budget people to see exactly how we can improve on what we're doing right now.
Keith Howard is the commissioner of the Department of Youth and Community Development, which oversees most of the summer jobs. This year, the city is spending $236 million on the program. Howard says he would love to have enough funding for universal youth employment.
Listen, 25,000 increase, 75,000 to 100,000, that's a magnificent and a major significant investment.
According to the data, the benefits of the program are biggest for the young people who have been arrested before. But the city only sets aside a small percentage of spots for participants who are most vulnerable, like those who have been arrested or run away from home or live in public housing. Which begs the question, should the program specifically target those groups? Kessler says not necessarily, at least not until more research is done.
Because it is possible that one of the reasons that this type of program is effective is it gives you a different group of peers that you're interacting with.
One Wednesday afternoon in July, I went out to Jamaica, where one employer is putting that hypothesis to the test.
We actually been like exploring new places and like trying to stop violence, you feel me?
That's David Nolasco. He's a 15-year-old working with the violence interruption group King of Kinks.
Yeah, we've been just having fun and spreading like the love, feel me?
Yeah, staying out of trouble.
Yeah, staying out of trouble, spreading the love, doing all that, you know.
Today, the teens are coaching kids at a basketball camp in the neighborhood. They're eager to be back out in the community after years of COVID.
I feel so good.
My quarantine hall.
I had graduation on an iPad. I feel bad for myself.
And they've got plenty of words of wisdom for the younger kids.
I would tell them like not to follow anyone, be yourself. Be your own leader and don't
be talking crazy to anyone.
Don't start no problems.
King of Kings is employing 50 young people this summer. Half through the city's main youth employment program, and half through another one aimed specifically at teens who are most at risk of getting involved in violence. The funding for the jobs technically comes from separate buckets. But Kalila Lomax, who runs both programs for King of Kings, says the participants aren't thinking about that.
From the naked eye, you can't tell who's high risk and who's not, because I think mainly when the kids are in an environment with other kids, they feel safer.
The summer program wraps up this month. Lomax hopes more young New Yorkers will have the opportunity to work year-round in the future. Samantha Max, WNYC News.